It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Thursday. The weekend is right there, baby.
102 Jams.
Lil Drake, Lil Breezy, 5 minutes after Sazy. You're listening to 102 Jeezy. Three Live Crazy.
For Shazy.
Hey, for Shazy, Big Razy. You know how we do out in these streetsies.
I do be Deezy.
All for Sheezy.
You know we all the hazy.
There go my boy Dreezy.
Hey, Doc, like you that. Still not listen to that little Weezy?
I still ain't heard that little Weezy.
I heard it was off the hazy.
I heard it wasn't hitting on Sheezy. That's what I heard, Big Razy.
And I'm gonna leave.
All right, oh, thanks. Okay. All right.
You could have just let it ride. He could have just let it ride.
Man, DJ Lil Vegas is here, man, taking us back, man. It's Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday Rock. And he want to take us to a year where the music was just sounding a little different. Like, these are the types of artists that were on top.
Okay.
Soulja Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Gucci.
Uh-huh.
Waka Flocka. Can you give me
Ooh,
what year?
09.
God, girl. You be knowing your stuff. 2008 to 2010 right here, man. We're going to start with some of this pretty
boy. Good years right there.
It was, right?
Some good years.
I would think everything was all futuristic with the music and stuff, too. Watch. What? Let go, babe.
Swing. Swing. The girls are on me. Swing.
It's DJ Lil Vegas.
This right here is my pretty boy swag. Pretty boy swag.
DJ Lil Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jams.
It's out and we out away, turned up. Out away, turned up. Out away, turned up. Out away, turned up.
I'm
Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jams.
Yeah, I think today we should get down to the bottom of it, Bit Rock. I need everybody that was just listening to go to Rico Barino's Instagram page. And on his most recent picture, just put down in the bottom that line where he says, I think I want to El Roy you. What the hell does that mean?
So 11 years later.
Yeah.
You got to get to the bottom of it.
I'm going to get to the bottom of it today. A decade later and I want answers. What does El Roy you mean?
I think I like the mystery at this point.
Do you? You just like the lifelong mystery?
I don't think I want it though.
Well, I'm not going to tell you when I find out.
Elroy! High fashion, like Goyard, D-Wag.
It's 6:15. You're listening to 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. That right there was Roddy Rich on that high fashion. Good morning to you.
New show coming to Netflix. I saw the title of it and thought you two would be interested. Cooked with Cannabis. It's actually like a cooking competition. Khalees is going to be co-hosting, and it's going to feature chefs going up against each other, cooking meals with, of course, cannabis. Can you guess which date it's going to debut on Netflix?
Oh, 420.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, 420 is when it drops. There are going to be 6 episodes. Like I said, the chefs are going to be working against each other and against the clock to create 3-course meals, and the winner of each episode is going to get $10,000. Are you interested?
I am interested. Yeah.
Interested about sampling going on there?
Oh, you want to sample and try to recreate the meals you see on the episode?
I need to go and be an audience member.
An audience member? Normally, audience members just watch. They don't get the sample.
No. But when they see me raising my hand like this the whole show, do we get the sample?
Yeah.
Some of them.
Sorry.
No, sir.
But I think it would be good for the audience out here to get the sample.
And then at that point, a couple people inside are going to be like, yeah, we agree. Now you got to roll.
But you know what now, Dot? I'm calling you and everybody I know that know famous people so I can get the hookup now. See, now you done forced my hand. Now I got to put
everything. You forced his hand.
You forced my hand. Y'all done forced my hand. Now I got to call y'all, all my famous friend Bean.
Luckily
Darren.
For me, it's friends that we have that's more famous than me. So I should.
He should call upon
me. Oh, man,
them.
I'm going to get called like 4th, 5th. Yeah. I mean, like the Tylers and the Beans and all of them getting hit up first. Yeah. I'm good. I'm in a good seat. Because if they can't make it happen for you, you know I can't do nothing. I can get you.
You never know. You never know.
Drink, if all else fails, 420 on Netflix.
We can watch it.
Just sit on your couch and watch it like everybody else.
And we can watch it on the computer and we can have a little open Netflix like in the chat, like we learned yesterday.
With no samples? I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watch the swerve and that whip
out of cop. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time flies when you're having fun. We're 15 minutes away from you getting your dose of Thoughtspiration this Thursday morning.
Rumor has it Drake has self-quarantined himself. Mm. Now, the news broke day before yesterday that Kevin Durant has coronavirus.
Yep.
And we all saw that picture Drake put on his Instagram of him hanging out with Kevin Durant just a few days before that.
Mm.
So Drake is just kind of taking some precaution. It hasn't been said whether or not he's gotten tested, whether or not he has it. But his friends, sources close to Drake, say he's just trying to do the right thing and stay away from everybody just in case he does have it.
Very responsible of you, Aubrey.
Yeah.
Very responsible.
Yeah. You know, it's been so funny watching. Like, we are all in the same boat. It don't matter how much money you got.
Nah.
We all stuck in the house.
Yeah.
So it's been funny watching celebrities just on Instagram, on live.
Who's been tickling your fancy the most, Bit Rock? Yeah.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Go to Cardi B's Instagram 2 hours ago. She's just doing stuff.
I just saw her on there just twerking.
Yes.
Just talking about tatted with her butt in the camera. Just slow motion booty twerk.
That was 2 hours ago.
I liked it.
Like, Cardi, go to sleep, baby.
I double tapped it.
Even LeBron James was on.
What are you doing?
Showing off his beard to my man. Can't go see my barber.
Yeah.
All this. I was like, bro, you hardly got no hair on top of your head anyway, LeBron.
Yeah.
And then show Savannah. She over there just cutting her braids out like Big Rock.
Yeah.
Cutting the braids. Like, I can't get them done. I'm just going to cut them out.
Then went stony
and
set it off on
shit.
It.
What?
Like, everybody, man.
Everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah, my barber hit me yesterday. Like, yeah, I'm still over here if you need me. I said, nah, I'm going to just thug it on out.
What?
But I started thinking, like, dang, man, like, that's probably affecting his income a lot. Like, like small businesses.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they're taking a huge hit right now. Like, in most businesses, I was seeing an article saying that they cannot survive a month of no, you know, patrons at their establishments. A lot of small businesses. You're thinking about barbers and hairstyles and stuff.
Hairdressers. Yeah,
man.
Nail techs.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of that.
My beautician, she sent out an email. She was just like, she's disinfecting, but she's only taking one client at a time. So she's like rearranging her schedule so that it's just you and her in there.
Mm. Yeah. Get it done, sis.
Yeah.
Get it done.
And let them try to shut that shop down. She will have you be in that living room. It'll be a chair in that living room.
It'll be. What's up?
And don't try to act bougie. You're in the crisis. Yeah, you're going to be getting your head washed in the sink.
Oh, and will.
Hate that.
And will. Let me pull these little dishes out and put them over here in the strainer real quick.
Falling in love now. Losing
deals on all RVs. Only at Campers Inn RV.
6:31.
Correct.
6:31 in the morning.
Correct again.
That's right now. Gonna be a good day today. I mean, some good weather today, y'all.
Is it?
Oh, you done got up. It's 59. It rained overnight and it's gone. 59 gonna get to a high of Saturday Sal. Saturday Sam and the sun gonna be our Saturday Sal. High Saturday Sal. What do you think about a high of Saturday Sal?
All right. Okay.
Saturday Sal.
On the roads, there are no accidents right now. Hopefully there will be none this morning. Let's keep that moving forward. Hey,
that's one of them numbers. If Coach give you that number, you know where you're going to play.
Oh, 77? Yeah.
Oh, you get Saturday Sam?
And you play wide receiver?
Whoa, you know you're not getting. Now you know you're not. It's a totally different thing. Now you know you're not getting in. If you play receiver and Coach give you Saturday Sam, you know you're not getting in.
That is your 102 traffic jam.
Hey, you over there.
Oh, hell no. 102 Jams.
It's 6:35, 25 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. You're listening to the 3 Live Crew on 102 Jams. Good morning.
Let the people know, I know y'all been wondering, but Section Soda Canteen done cut the hours down. We only delivering. And we shut down. We shut down at 2:30.
What time do you all start delivering?
12:30. So I know y'all need your soda, so hey, 2 hours. That's all we got. Cutting down on the contact, social distancing.
I would imagine it's hard for your business at this time. Yeah, everybody already went to the grocery store and got all the sodas and stuff they need.
Yeah,
really need that.
Yeah. Do you have water on your sexy soda canteen? Because don't nobody really need no pop. Everybody trying to get water now at this point.
We got everything on the Sexy Soda Canteen.
That's a no.
The inspirational quote.
That's a no.
Number one.
And just like that, Spankings and Prayer is back in school. Hashtag homeschool 2020.
Heller. Just like that.
Heller.
Y'all want it? Now you got it.
Heller.
Discipline going on these days.
Yeah.
The inspirational quote number two.
You know you broke if somebody asks you, where you get money from?
I know that's been my mama's favorite line. That's how I know. So you've been my mama's favorite line.
That ain't right right there, man. I ain't like that.
And my ex girl. The inspirational quote number three.
Soon as you hear black folks say, I know you ain't talking, understand that somebody's entire life is about to get factually roasted.
Yes.
Yes.
Huh? Because they know too much about you.
Yes.
And you said something to offend them. You laugh. You probably could have laughed too hard at somebody else's joke. But I know you ain't laughing. That's another one. Now that's another one.
Golly.
You can't even laugh.
Thing. Ever since I left the city,
Christmas lights, the first day of spring, Big Rock. People are putting up Christmas lights all around the world. Have you seen the story?
No.
Yeah. Different people are dealing with the coronavirus on different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that all over the country, people have started putting up their Christmas lights, Roxy. A woman on Twitter said that her dad explained it in one sentence. Quote, the world needs this right now. And they got pictures of people all over the world putting up their Christmas spirit, saying during the Christmas spirit is that solidarity.
Yeah.
It's that feeling of just everybody looking out for everyone and everyone respecting their neighbor. So if we can get that feeling, that vibe, it might help this whole situation.
I thought we was having the vibe.
I mean, you know, when you start to see people, you know, still partying and still congregating in large numbers on the beaches and things like that, you see that people really aren't looking after their neighbors as much.
Mm.
People are being a little bit, you know, selfish, and some are even being a bit irresponsible during this time.
Yeah. Well, though, I don't think the lights are going to help those people. Those people are going to do what they're going to do.
You think so?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. It's all types of good stories I've been seeing, man. It's two 20-year-olds in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They've been enlisting volunteers to help deliver groceries and medicines to elderly people who can't go out.
Mm-hmm.
They said in the first 72 hours, 1,300 people has signed up to be volunteers.
Oh, wow.
They're calling it Invisible Hands.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
It is, man.
That's nice.
First day of spring, man. If you got any good news, you're more than welcome to call up and share your good news with us. We've already had, we're alive and we're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We already got the birds are going to be chirping, so you can lift up your windows and listen to those. Got that from Drink yesterday.
I saw a cardinal the other day. Red cardinal.
Yeah.
Did you?
Flew up, perched,
yeah.
Sat there in the driveway.
I did see one of those.
I ain't seen a cardinal in a minute.
I did see
a,
yeah, over the
That's
weekend
how you know
I saw
here.
One.
Word.
Yeah, I did
That's
see
how you
a
know
cardinal.
And them dogwoods stinking, smelling like pee. Them little white trees.
Yes.
Woo!
Is that happening now?
Yeah, it's one in my yard in there. Right. Every time I come out.
Oh, you got one in your yard?
The pee smell hit me.
No, I'd have to cut that down.
I would, too.
I can't stand it.
Because then when they die, it's all over your driveway.
Oh, man, it's just so messy. And we're just watching Cardi B on social media. That's very entertaining these days. Because her little head about
that
to pop
girl
off.
So bored.
9 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock, y'all. If you got some good news, hit us up. 336-680-1021. I give raw chills. 10 different looks, and my looks okay. 102 Jam, 640. 20 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock. Everybody's being affected by the coronavirus. How'd you say it was affecting you, mama?
Since this coronavirus thing going on, do y'all think they're going to cancel and refund my six tickets back?
Mm.
What did she say?
Feed the Streets tour.
Oh.
Yeah. Raw 2 Chain, T.I., Lil' Kim.
We can't say. We don't have nothing to do with it.
We don't got nothing to do
That's
with it.
That's not our concert. We don't know the promoter.
Y'all ain't got nothing to do with it, but y'all know everything.
Yeah, but we don't know what a promoter going to do. You know, most promoters would, you know, work under good faith and either try to do a reschedule of the show or a refund if they can't.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, we don't, those people just bought spots and commercials. We don't know who they are or where they're from or none of that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got about 6 tickets and that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. How much you pay for your tickets?
$160 a piece.
You said $150 a piece?
Yeah. 160 a piece.
Yeah, you're on the floor. On the floor.
No, I'm on the side.
God damn.
Lower level.
Yeah, lower level on the side. Oh. When I got my cash check, I went over there to the Coliseum and got the ticket.
And I know what it is. You done jumped out there, and now the Rona done hit, and you like, boy, I need that bread. Go get me some.
Yeah,
get
my half more. She was getting it bread for other people that told her they was going to pay her back, but now they ain't paid her back her bread, so now she had about $800.
Right, and my sisters and them talking about they going to pay me when they get their tax money.
Nah.
These people
going to
got their money.
No, they not.
Oh, no.
Because the show. Cause the show canceled. They don't want to go because this sickness going on.
See?
They can't do my girl.
That's why
like
I don't do that no more, man.
I don't
man.
Either.
I don't either.
Like, I learned that 10 years ago.
Bro, I pay for everybody. Y'all just pay me back.
No. Nope.
Somebody
nope.
going to always come up short.
Yes,
you
man. With it.
You knew where we was going.
And, yeah, and I didn't think it was going to be like that because we
sued. Nah,
so
see,
when they got their little test,
it'd be the worst
I was thinking I was going to get my money, but now they're talking about we ain't going to be able to go.
Family do you the worst, man. Because family start hitting you with excuses of stuff they used to do for you that had nothing to do with no damn money. They ain't got nothing to do. Damn, man. I'm sorry to hear that for you, sis. For real, for real.
But it's all right. If they don't have a show, I'm going to have to be posted up over there then.
Posted up over there?
Try to get my money back. Cause I know that. Right down the street.
I know that. Hey, wait a minute.
Girl say cabaret down the street.
Wait
say,
a minute.
She going to go make that money back.
Today is the first.
Wait.
Today is the first day of spring. We said we weren't taking nothing but calls today of good news. Do you have some good news that you can end this phone call with?
Yes. I'm alive and blessed.
Hello. Amen.
Hello.
That's amen, good right sister. There.
That's good.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, mama.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Everybody else call up with the live and good. We already got that.
Hold up, Jesse made another one.
102 Jams lives at radio.com. And this is Breland. The name of this song is My Truck.
I can't decide if I like it or not.
Yeah.
I'm like one foot on the like side, one foot on the don't like side.
Yeah, I think I like it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I think
you
I do.
Drank my liquor, you can call my
I just don't know.
My money, you can smoke my blood. Scuff these.
Here for you.
It's going to be 77 degrees today. That's what Drank said.
102 Jams.
On it last year, huh? Shadow pimp, huh? You on simp, huh?
Hey, it's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Three live crew on your radio. DJ Lil Vegas here, 4A.
Quick Mix.
And we're going to stay in the vein of these ladies right here. R&B Divas, let's get it.
It's DJ Lil Vegas. DJ Lil Vegas and a throwback mix on 102 Jams.
On fire.
102 Jams.
How you feel?
I think about you all the time. I see you in my dreams.
You don't know that I'm busy.
Baby boy, not a day goes by without my fantasy.
Come on, girl, tell me what's the deal.
I think about you all the time. I see you in my dreams.
You don't know that I'm busy.
Now, I've been waiting, waiting. Think I wanna make the move now. Baby, tell me if you like it.
Hey, DJ Lil Vegas.
It's 7:13, 13 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Throwback Thoughtspirational Thursday morning.
Are you all interested in a The Best Man TV series?
Mm-mm. No.
No?
What you mean The Best Man? What you mean?
Mm-mm.
You mean like Marriage, Best Man, The Man Man? My Homeboy?
Nah, the movie.
Like the movie.
The movie, The Best Man.
Remember The Best Man?
Yeah.
With Tay Diggs and all of them, yes. Nah. And then they had Best Man Holiday.
Yeah, that was good, too.
Okay, who died in that one? I can't remember.
The girl,
oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
He broke down at the funeral at the end. He was being tough the whole time and broke down.
That was sad.
According to Tay Diggs, a Best Man TV series could be coming very soon to a streaming service near you. Now, he was... I want to say he was very quiet about the details, but he really wasn't. He pretty much told us that this is in the works.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. There is already a script. Everybody is on board. Hmm. He just didn't give out the details like which streaming service, when it's going to be dropping, and the storyline.
Now, wait a minute, I'll be wrong. It's going to be that cast?
Yes. Yes.
I am a bit more intrigued.
He said, we've all been in discussions with the original director, Malcolm Lee.
I'm interested now.
I might be. Yeah. I like Terrence Howard.
If you bring everybody. Mm-hmm. If you bring everybody.
Yeah, because you saw what they did on BET with Boomerang. That thing, now that right there, when they brought that back.
I have not watched an episode of Boomerang.
I checked out an episode of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I saw a commercial and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, just because I like Boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they'd have brought back Eddie Murphy and David Alan Grier and all of them, like, maybe it would have had some spunk to it. But that cast and that, I wasn't with it. But I am interested in the Best Man series if all of the actors and actresses are coming back.
Okay.
I'm with that. Dang, where are they going to go, though? She did. So he'll have a different woman now.
Marv Chestnut?
Yeah, he's going to be dating.
Yeah, he's going to be dating. Moving on.
Yeah.
At that funeral, he didn't seem like he was ever going to be able to move on.
Hey, you go back and watch that funeral now, you'll laugh because the breakdown was just so...
Was it, bro? No.
I'm about to pull it up.
Bruh. Bruh. 102 Jams, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. Three Live Crew is on your radio, 15 minutes away from your... Thoughtspiration.
In these times where people are practicing social distancing and not gathering in large crowds, you know, artists are affected. They can't do their concerts, can't do their shows. So what are they doing? Turning to Instagram Live.
Coming over to my page.
Yesterday, what you mean?
I've been doing Instagram Live shows and stuff. Now everybody can't do their shows and cancel. Now they're trying to have their own little shows. I got Speed Dot in the night.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
John Legend jumped on his piano, got to singing them songs. He did like an hour-long concert on Instagram Live, and that man was singing.
Was he?
Yes, he was. I watched a little bit of it, and I was really enjoying myself.
Man, I love John Legend.
Chrissy made a little appearance while he was performing, and Erykah Badu, she said she's going to be doing the same thing.
Dang.
But John Legend's, his was free. And now Erykah Badu, I don't know how she's going to pull this off, but she says hers is $1. And she's going to be having polls where we can actually choose which songs we want her to perform. And it's going to be a live performance from her bedroom, she say.
That's lit. I'd pay $1 for that.
Yeah.
I would pay $1.
I don't know how she's going to pull it off.
She's not going to be able to do it on Instagram.
No.
Nah, she's going to go to another platform.
Which one,
another
though?
Another platform booming. I ain't saying, but I feel like I know. I'll tell y'all off the mic. That's dope, though.
No, John Legend did it free. She needs to go in and jump out there and get on IG Live.
And then John Legend tagged Miguel and asked if Miguel was going to do it.
No, sing off. John Legend versus Miguel.
That'd be off the channel. I will watch Miguel's live performance.
I saw down in the comments, Rock Anderson Pack said he getting the piano tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Look at there. And Erykah been trying to hit people for the dollar. Bingo.
For the dollar?
Bingo. I'm just saying, though. Do it for the people. We in crisis. Do it for the people.
My boy don't want to pay the dollar.
The dollar,
ain't
wrong.
Doing it.
So they can't do it for the people?
You can't do it for the dollar?
So they can't do it for the people.
They look up to me. I got...
Wrestling nerds are upset that they made WrestleMania a two-night event now. It's April 4th and 5th, that Saturday and Sunday, and Gronk is actually hosting. There will be no fans. It's going to be at their WWE facility, and wrestling folks are super livid.
Why?
Because they
can't be there?
They said this is going to be a great WrestleMania, and for it to break up into two nights and Gronk hosting and all of this, they just disappointed. I don't watch wrestling enough to understand why the big disappointment.
Hey, I just want to tell all y'all wrestling fans, it's fake. I got
102 Jams. Big Boy Roll, 7:30. 30 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're right here in the middle of the 7 o'clock hour. And up next, you're going to get your Thoughtspiration right here on 102 Jams, baby. So it's not nice.
It's happening today at Shul's Home.
The kickoff to our biggest...
Info.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train.
Very hard. 7:32, 59 right now.
Woke up to a good 59. Huh?
Cloudy, but the sun's going to come out and it's going to get to sail.
Coronavirus!
Gas down to about $1.77 someplace.
$1.77 some places. It's a very serious accident. West Ridge Road at Battleground Avenue in Greensboro. In Guilford County, we want to let you know that the bus service is operating hourly. Until further notice, GTA buses will be operating hourly along the normal service routes. The libraries are closed in Winston. Also closed in Guilford County, just letting everybody know that. And Parks and Recs, the trails in Guilford County, those will remain open, but you're advised to avoid large groups of people as you're taking those trails and stuff like that. Indoor facilities, though, they're closed at this time for Parks and Rec.
Thanks, though. I needed the trails to be open.
Yeah, you can still walk on the trails, just not large groups. Don't be out there mobbing on the trails. That's your 102 traffic jams at 9:33.
Man, I got a run group of about 40. We usually run.
Y'all need to break up into like 5 different groups of 8.
Okay.
Hands left, turn into
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. And if you're here at 7:36 on a Thursday, you know you get this music, and then we get this gentleman. Good morning.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hell no.
What's up? How y'all doing?
No.
How y'all doing?
No.
Huh? What's wrong?
You know what the hell? You know you don't know.
Oh, I'm just a little choked up. Just got a little choked up. Why you looking at me like that, Rob? Why everything got quiet? Where the music go? Why everything shut down?
Because that's what happened when people come around you coughing, not covering their mouth, just sounding ridiculous.
But I got choked up a little bit. It wasn't like no.
Wrong time to get choked up. Sneezes, we can roll with.
It sneezes.
We can do that. Cough.
Can I clear my throat?
Clee, you're really the wrong age to be carrying around coughing and all of that.
Speak on it.
I'm in good health.
No. The elderly, y'all immune system ain't where it used to be.
I'm not in the elderly. I'm in the senior citizen. I get discounts. I'm not in that up. No. The inspirational quote.
It's the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
Number one.
You know you broke if somebody asks you, where you get money from?
Somebody ever hit y'all with that?
As a child? My mama.
Oh, excuse us, Roxy.
Hey, big money over there.
Big money as a child.
Yeah.
You know, but since I've been in my 20s.
Grown people asking grown people that?
Die.
You ain't been to Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, you haven't. You definitely haven't. The inspirational quote number two.
Somebody ever gave you a plate and when you got home.
And when you got home, what?
What?
I don't know.
What's going on with this up here? Your system got the coronavirus?
No, that's you. That coughing. I'm about to say, clearly,
it's you. You come up here coughing and carrying on.
I'm telling you, man.
Cutting off the inspiration.
Yes.
Let me see what your
Maybe
system.
You should go home.
Maybe.
That's the rational quote number three.
And just like that, Spankings and Prayer is back in school. Hashtag homeschool 2020.
Boom. Boom. And lunchtime is like in school from 10:30 to 11:15. You miss it. You gotta wait till after school.
Oh my
God. About 3:30.
Wait.
You gotta wait for Aces. Woo!
55,000 employees. That's how many people are unemployed right now as the NBA waits to see exactly what they're going to do.
Mm.
55,000. It's a lot of people, man. Adam Silver came out yesterday and said, listen, we don't know how we're going to start the NBA season back up when this is all over, because the scariest thing right now is we don't know when this is going to be over.
Right.
A lot of people saying, when you come back, are you just going to go straight into the playoffs?
Yes.
And just have the seedings of where the teams were and just match up accordingly?
Yes.
Are you going to finish out the regular season and then just have a later playoffs, maybe during the summertime?
No.
It's too many games.
Yeah, no. Got to go straight to the playoffs.
Straight playoffs.
And that's like good scenario. We're done with this by June.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a good scenario. Playoffs right there. Take us through the summer. Y'all get a little rest. Start the season back up.
Adam Silver also said that he's trying to think about ways that he can entertain the fans during this time where everybody's just stuck in the house doing nothing. He said maybe it was a way that they could grab a select amount of players and quarantine them and keep them together and just have different games amongst them and have those televised just so people can have something to watch. He said he's doing his part to try to get some sort of basketball entertainment on the tube for the people.
Drake told them what to do weeks ago.
I appreciate it.
Just old classic games. That's all you can do right now.
What's up? All-star games?
They're doing that.
That's plenty of games.
I just saw the daggone 39-1 Kentucky team playing the other night on ESPN. That's all they're doing is old NCAA games, old NBA games. Nah, man, there's a couple players out there that ain't got it, man. They can still hoop. I'm with Adam Silver. Quarantine you a group of players that ain't named Kevin Durant and ain't named Rudy Gobert and ain't named Donovan Mitchell.
Who is trusting going around each other right now? Nah.
Hey, y'all get tested. Ain't none of y'all got it. We put y'all in the spot. Y'all straight.
You don't want to do that. Start a lot of animosity. Cause some players ain't gonna get picked to play.
God, I'm like, I ain't got nothing.
What?
Hey, Nick Foles is still making money off of that run to the Super Bowl that he had with the Eagles a couple years ago. Hey. Now mind you, Nick Foles takes the Eagles to the Super Bowl, wins it, wins three games, wins the Super Bowl for him, immediately goes down there to Jacksonville, get big bread. You remember they benched Nick Foles at halftime of a game during the Jaguars season this year? I do, because I had him on fantasy football, and he gave me 0 points that game. Dude threw like two interceptions and had two fumbles in the first half. They benched him. But now, he's playing over there in Chicago with Tariq Cohen. Just got picked up by the Bears and is still getting big paydays off of that run from the Eagles.
I thought Cam was going to go over there.
Nah, man. Oh, some people are actually saying Cam might get blackballed the way daggone Colin Kaepernick did.
Why?
This whole, he's not accurate. He's never been accurate, and he doesn't have touch on the ball, and he's got health issues.
Nick Foles got picked up by the Bears.
Whoa.
I was real out here. It's real out here. Now, Cam does still have a couple options. First of all, the Chargers, they said they're going with Tyrod Taylor. Talking to my folk Josh Graham yesterday, and Josh believes that the Chargers are just saying that so that they won't have to make a trade for Cam. They were waiting for Cam to hit free agency so that then the Panthers just drop Cam, and then they can pick up Cam. They don't want to give up resources for Cam, but they will take Cam as a free agent.
Why don't the Panthers just drop Cam? They trying to get something for him?
That's tomorrow. That happens tomorrow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, up until tomorrow, he's still a Panther, so they can trade him. But up until after tomorrow, he'll become a free agent. Then he gets dropped, and then he can just go
where they're going to pay him some money. I'm going to hold my comments until tomorrow when he become a free agent and see how it all plays out.
Okay, yeah.
Before I say,
I was about to go out there too.
We're gonna wait
till after this.
Y'all probably have to wait till Monday.
Okay,
Tell us now,
cause we ready to jump on it.
I'm interested in what y'all are gonna jump on.
The real.
Okay,
the real is real.
Also,
you into? Are you?
I am. Cam could possibly go to New England. That option is available, but. You know how you have to just kill your whole energy, and I can't see Cam and his
big personality. No, in New England, boo.
That's what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. He could possibly go to Washington. Now, you know, Coach Rivera is up there in Washington. They asked Coach Rivera, would he like to coach Cam? He said, hell yeah, I love to coach Cam. Cam's a great piece. Could go to Washington.
Who's up there in Washington, though? Oh, Haskins?
Yeah, that's who they're trying to mold. This is going to be his second year. Haskins second year.
Nah, he going up there and take Haskins' job.
Who? But Haskins
not
wasn't
Case
starting.
Keenum, not there.
I can't remember right now.
Never.
It's right there on my.
Skins, y'all. Sorry, anyway.
And Miami. Miami is an option too. Could possibly go play for the Dolphins. 13 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock, y'all.
Dolphins.
He ain't keeping his hands up off my arrow. I got
8 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. 808, baby. 3 live on your radio. Good morning.
This chick, Linda Fairstein, she just has no shame.
Who is that? Mm.
Yeah, who that?
That was the head of New York Sex Crimes. Remember the documentary When They See Us?
Yeah.
The docuseries When They See Us on Netflix?
Yeah.
She was the one that set it all in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's suing.
Suing who?
She's suing Netflix and Ava DuVernay because she says that their portrayal of her was just a complete and absolute lie.
Was it?
She filed her lawsuit on yesterday, and she objects to pretty much every single part of the movie that she was in. Mm. She denies unlawfully interrogating the boys.
Mm.
She says that she's denying that she said that the police needed to round up the young black thugs.
Mm.
She denies manipulating the timeline to pin the rape on the five.
Mm.
She denies referring to people of color as animals.
Mm.
She denies directing NYPD detective to coerce the confessions, and she denies suppressing DNA evidence. So she pretty much denies the whole everything she did in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying that the portrayal of her in the movie pretty much ruined her reputation. She says that she's lost several speaking appearances.
Good.
Her publisher dropped her. Her agents dropped her. And she also had to drop off of the boards of several nonprofit organizations as a result of the backlash she received from When They See Us. So she is suing for damages. We don't know for how much. Netflix has responded. They say that her lawsuit is frivolous, and Netflix says they are going to vigorously defend When They See Us and Ava DuVernay and the incredible team behind the series.
And she lost some hosting engagements and stuff.
Yeah.
Did she happen to see how much of the life the five lost?
Okay. Like,
I don't know if she saw
it. Like, girl, bye.
I just wanted to make
sure. Have you no shame? Trying, at this point, you know what you did.
She's trying to make Snoop Dogg do a video on her.
Yeah.
And now, I wouldn't be mad.
Come on, no. Snoop.
I wouldn't
now, where you
be
at
mad.
Now, Snoop?
Now, where you at now,
Snoop? Now, where you at now?
Now.
She only 21 and she a savage. So bad she made my...
President Trump said the Americans are like J.G. Wentworth. We need cash now.
Yes, sir. Huh.
Rock like that, bro. I'm going to have to write that one down.
Yes, sir.
Could you be getting a $1,000 check from the government soon? It seems like it might could happen. It's 102 Jams.
I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone.
Participating Wendy's here for you.
It's the first day of spring. It's gonna be 77 degrees today.
102 jams.
That's gonna fuck the babysitter. I just did a show and put up laughing on a hating dude.
102 jams. Rock's in here looking at old basketball NBA when they used to scrap.
Yo.
In the league.
They was scrapping in the
like the 80s and 90s.
Yes. They was scrapping in the league.
I don't know why she's
so surprised. This is off the chains, man.
She's ridiculous.
This is off the chains.
I told you, show old games, man.
DJ Lil Vegas here for a quick mix. It is a length of mix. Tell me what all these songs have in common.
It's DJ Lil Vegas.
This is it. What? Luchini pouring from the sky. Let's get rich. What? The GK finds a sugar dime.
Vegas.
What?
Now pop Vegas.
The Vegas. Vegas.
Lil Vegas.
What?
Teach me how to juggie. Teach me how to juggie. Teach me how to juggie. Teach me how to juggie.
Everybody love me. Everybody love me. Everybody love me. You ain't messing with my juggie.
Teach me how to juggie. Teach me how to juggie.
DJ Lil Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jams.
Well, good, the thing gon' get hot. Got drops, got trucks,
gadgets.
All right, we gon' take a ride tonight.
Vegas, Vegas, all right, Lil Vegas.
Yo, yo. Touch the mother hips, hands down for my hips. What? Touch the mother hips, hands down for my hips. What? Touch the mother hips.
DJ Lil Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jams.
This for all my niggas that's going through the struggle that's on the grind. All my niggas that ever had the hustle to get out of dollar, this for y'all, man. Personality change, man. The Kid Cassidy. This for the hood, man.
I like the way you do that right there. Right there. Put your hip on your walk and let down your hair. Down your hair. I like the way you do that right there. Right there. Make your lips when you're talking. Let me turn.
Right now, I've been waiting.
You got Camp Low, Cali Swag, Cameron, C Murder, Cassidy, Charlie Boy, Chopper, Chris Brown, Chingy, Cassie, Sierra, of course. All of those artists start with the letter C. Big shout out to DJ Lil Vegas. He's got your full breakfast throwback Thursday mix at 9 o'clock. Right now, it's 11 minutes after 8. Here's some Roddy Ricch right here talking about that high fashion. Big shout out to everybody that's got to go to work this morning. First day of spring. Let's get to it.
Shawty made that clap. She don't need no applause.
200,000 cases of coronavirus worldwide. It's doubled in the last week, or last couple of weeks. Just to let you know, keep you abreast on that. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. Good morning.
I saw Tori Spelling getting dragged on social media yesterday, and I was wondering, what did Tori do? So she puts up a picture of her daughter. Her daughter has like a green bandana draped over her hair, and she's got Cheetos rubber band to her nails. And the caption was, "Days kept inside, we have to get creative. Haiti has become McQuisha in her Cheeto extension nails." And I'll just show you all the picture of little Haiti dressed as McQuisha. So, of course, people got to saying things and dragging Tori and dragging the daughter. And so Tori had to come out with an explanation. She said, "I posted a story the other day that upset many of you. I'm truly sorry. That was not the intention at all. Haiti is 8."
Haiti.
"Haiti is 8. What did I say?
Haiti.
Dang, my bad. "We watch and adore old reruns of Martin. She loves the character Shanae. She made up that name with Mick because her last name is McDermott. She was reenacting the over-the-top, fun, and amazing character from Martin. She is innocent and didn't mean anything by it. I should have thought about how it could have been perceived and misconstrued before I posted, but I did not, and I'm truly sorry."
Hey, this downtime's gonna get people in trouble.
Hate it had to be you.
People gonna get in trouble just putting stuff on the gram. Everybody wanna put something on the gram or put something on the social media to be entertaining. And you ain't thinking it through. You just want to get your little funny out there. And went ahead out there, Tori Spelling, and embarrassed yourself. Dang, McQuisha.
McQuisha. I just want to know really why she named her Haiti. Haiti's were gone.
Haiti's was out of here?
Haiti Mays, Haiti Jean. Like, yeah. Hey, first of all, what's the middle name? Yeah. For it to be official, her middle name got the rhyme with it. It got the roll with it.
Yeah, like Hattie Mae, for real. That real.
It's got the roll.
That real.
"I got that worker from Palo, they hit in my wallet and told her we made with you said watch Palo, you."
102 Jams, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Yo, it's Hattie Margaret, so it doesn't roll off the tongue.
It's Hattie Margaret?
Yep.
Nah,
that don't roll.
Nah, Hattie Margaret don't roll.
Nope, don't work.
Nah, that don't work.
Yeah, we own her.
Yeah, we own her now.
We getting Snoop Dogg to do a video too.
Dang, on her too?
No, Snoop ain't gotta do no video for this.
Spin that, spin that.
102 Jams, we're the 3 Live Crew, and we have your Thoughtspiration up next.
U.S. Auto Sales has partnered with TaxMex, so you can file and ride.
That's InvisibleFence.com.
Good morning.
8:33 out there, and we're foggy. Some places got a little fog cracking off. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to get to a high selling sale. Going to be sunny a little bit later on.
It's an accident on North Church Street at Pisgah Church Road and Lee's Chapel Road in Greensboro. Other than that, I don't see anything you should be too concerned about. Beautiful weather today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Buckle up, drive safe, get to your destination safely. And enjoy these Thoughtspirations that we got for you coming up next.
No NBA, so more 2K. 102.
You will always be my baby.
Be my baby, yeah. 8:36, y'all. On a Thursday. So you know what that means.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Buddy come through.
Yeah.
Hey.
Got me a little. I'm gonna ignore that. I'm ignore that. I know that. I.
Called you Buddy Clee.
Yeah. It's all good.
Buddy come through do his little segment.
Yeah. I'm going. Hey, I ain't about to. It's a good day today. Huh?
Been quarantined with my boo thing.
You been what?
Been wedded?
Been quarantined in with my boo thing.
Oh.
What's up?
Nothing.
Yeah. Got me a new boo.
Word? Who you got?
You wanna know her name?
Yeah, we interested. Well, I'm interested. Can't speak for everybody. I'm interested.
Quarantina. The inspirational quote.
You asked for it.
Number one.
Soon as you hear black folks say, I know you ain't talking, understand that somebody's entire life is about to get factually roasted.
Yeah.
I don't know about facts all the time. Sometimes you just throw stuff in there, too, just to embellish, keep the crowd laughing.
Yeah.
Because it's usually about four or five people around, and they know y'all, too, and they know that everything you're saying is true. You know what I'm saying? But you can just throw some stuff out there, too, and they'll keep laughing at it just to keep on belittling that person who laughed or said something the wrong time. The inspirational quote number two.
Somebody ever gave you a plate, and when you got home, you threw that dish in the garbage.
Huh?
Damn.
You never did that?
I don't think I've ever done it. Have you ever done that, Roxy?
Yes.
Damn, Big Rock.
But I tried not to take the plate.
Because everybody,
Clay, I did.
I've done it, and I walked out of that plate, out of that house, confident with that plate. Thank you.
Knowing.
I congratulate. Thank you for it. All right. Appreciate y'all.
I said I was good and everything, and tried not to take it.
They forced it on you.
Yes.
Hey. One time it didn't even make it to the house. Stopped there to get 3 on 5. Threw that thing right there in the little trash can right there by the pump.
All right. All right.
That was for the stray cat.
Thank you.
The stray cat's got to eat.
All right.
Hell, they gave me cat food.
We understand, Clee.
That's the racial quote. Number three.
You know you broke if somebody asks you, where you get money from?
That's what get me.
When you get something new and be like, when you get that?
Yeah.
When you get that? How long you had that? Huh? That, you know, you ain't never had nothing.
Get out of my personal business. 8:39.
Hey, when you get that charge?
Dominate
choke. Don't worry about my will.
How long you had that?
I'm in the white. Let me get in the poke. 100 racks. They gonna take your soul. 100 racks.
19 minutes. And it'll be 9 a.m. DJ Lil Vegas will be in here giving the people what they want.
You can only listen to music from your birthday month the whole time you're quarantining.
Here we go.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, here we go.
You breaking free or no?
Come on with it.
Drake's birthday month.
What's
June,
up? What's up?
He rocking the Drake.
All day. I'm sitting
good
up in
music.
There. Sitting up in there.
Good music.
I'm going back to old mixtapes. I'm in
it's
there.
So much.
Yeah.
Features.
Yeah, what about you?
Me, December.
Huh?
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
At least still, you got a couple. You got a couple.
But at least still, I got a couple.
Mm. Who I got?
But boy, that's September.
I don't know why they do my month so greasy. Every damn time they do one of these.
Nick Cannon.
Are you serious?
Yo.
Man, come on, yo, man. Are y'all serious?
What? I'm looking at it right now.
No, I get to watch Wildin' Out then.
No.
Yes, I do.
It's just music.
That's
it's
on,
just music.
That's on,
it's just
that's
music.
It says you can only listen to music.
I can listen to the songs we made on Wildin' Out, though.
You can only listen to music from your birthday month. And yours, sir, September was Nick Cannon.
I'm watching Wildin' Out episodes. I'm telling you. I'm flipping it. It's the only way. It's the only way I can make it. Is it that I'm going to be out contaminating people? Which one do you want? Do you want me to bend the rules and watch some Wildin' Out as, along with Gigolo? He's a gigolo with a lot of dough. Uh-huh. Do you want me to just... That's all I got.
That last song he came out with, he's out here trying to promote it with that turban.
Oh, man.
Man. I don't even remember that one.
He had a song with Migos that was horrible. He had a song with Luke Nasty that was horrible. Like, I do not want to base here a whole month listening to Nick Cannon music. That is not fair. Give me Wildin' Out episodes as well, or I'm out here contaminating people. Simple as that.
Sorry.
I mean, to be contaminating people, you would have to have the virus.
I'm probably sure I'm going to catch it because I'm not going to be in the house. I'm not going to be in the house. I'm not going to be quarantined, so I'm going to catch it.
You're not going to listen to Nick.
I'm going to be out here, bro. Matter of fact, I'm coming over to your crib to listen to Drake. Yeah.
We closed up over here. Wrapped up tight up in the house.
Switch with me, Raw. Let me get some Tekashi.
No.
You don't even like Tekashi, though.
No.
Ever since, baby,
you know,
baby, oh, ain't nobody drops you. Let's go.
This is 102 Jams.
There are concerning reports coming out of France and Italy about some young people getting seriously ill and very seriously ill in the ICUs. We think part of this may be that people heeded the early data coming out of China that the elderly or those with pre-existing medical conditions were at particular risk. It may have been that the millennial generation, our largest generation, there may be disproportional number of infections among that group. And so even if it's a rare occurrence, it may be seen more frequently in that group and be evident now.
It's 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, and the moral of the story is, bless you, Vegas. Oh, you just dropped my bag. I thought you sneezed back there. Anything that happens, I'm on it, man.
What? That boy whipped his head back so fast.
I didn't know what Vegas was doing behind me back there.
Everybody's on high alert.
High alert. And the moral of that story is millennials, you too can get the coronavirus. Yes, it is more fatal in elderly people, but there are millennials that are turning up seriously ill because of the coronavirus. And they're saying maybe it's because so many people very inaccurately felt that they were immune to it when they were hearing that it was a higher fatality rate and a higher for people with lower immune systems and elderly people. So, you know, just going out congregating, oh, we straight, we can't get it, or we healthy, we'll beat it. And not realizing that, you know, if you got asthma, if you got sickle cell, you know, if you have things like this, that makes you just as susceptible to catching it as anyone else. And the millennials, they are, you know, you can get it. So I just wanted to put that out there, man, because I know a lot of people are still, you know, frequenting places and you know, numbers larger than 10, sometimes larger than 20, just going to different spots and stuff like that. And we just need to be mindful.
Yeah.
We definitely need to be mindful at this time and be more responsible as we're trying to, you know, level out this coronavirus pandemic. 8 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock. DJ Lil Vegas will be mixing. Here go J. Cole.
I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit.
People are thinking Bernie Sanders will soon end his presidential campaign because he deactivated all his Facebook ads. Now, they're saying that before Buttigieg and Michael Bloomberg ended their campaigns, they did the same thing. Got rid of all their Facebook ads, and then the next thing you know, the campaigns were done. I saw Bernie cussing at a reporter the other day. He said he's not worried about no campaign right now. We're dealing with a crisis.
Yeah.
You know, he in that age group.
It's over for him.
Man, about to go ahead and shut it down to Shady Acres.
Everybody running is in that age group.
Sure is.
In Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina.
Here for you.
Not that. There's more of this. Show them what I mean, Vegas.
102 Jams.
It's 9-11, y'all. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Three Live Crew right here on your radio saying good morning to you. Just went outside. It's a little misty, a little foggy type vibe. But Drankins has told us that it will be 77 degrees today. So we're looking forward to that.
I mean, is the sun going to make an appearance?
I mean, it's looking like he's just,
goodness.
Like he quarantining. The sun in quarantine, staying in the house.
I'm glad I ain't do what I was going to do today to celebrate the first day of spring.
What you was going
to
do, Rob?
Wear a dress.
I am glad you ain't do that, Rob.
I was going to jump
chilling
out there.
God, that would have been silly.
I was just going to do it. Like, you know what? First day, I'm celebrating.
What's up? God, that'd have been stupid.
You're looking stupid.
Hey, you'd have been rethinking that right now.
Yeah, you would.
Or we'd be laughing at you.
I'd be joking.
Yeah, we'd have made the whole morning about that.
Well, I'd be joking.
Yeah, because it don't look like spring.
The sandals and the dress.
Yes, sir. Gonna be homesick. And now is not the time to be homesick. Because we don't know what you got.
Gonna have dirty street water in between the toes.
It's 12 minutes after 9. DJ Lil Vegas is in the mix right now, giving you what you want, giving you what you in. Double-E-D. That is need.
There ain't nothing like seeing a chick walk confident with them sandals on, knowing that ground wet and that street water done got in between them toes.
You just gotta keep it moving,
yeah,
right?
Y'all do.
You gotta
y'all
keep it moving. Like ain't nothing happening.
Keep
nothing
your head high, sis. Woo. Hey, keep your head high and sit your crown up there, queen.
And I really wanna know where you at.
102 Jams, 3 Live on your radio, man. Got you about 10 minutes away from your thoughtspiration. Drink clearly is on the quarantine just ridiculous list. Like, he's doing stuff. Oh, man, because he didn't get out the house to come to work, man. I don't feel sorry for them babies over there. You hear me?
Dunkin' wants you to know that they have your back through this difficult time.
It's 4420, see store or staples.com/March Print Deals for details.
929 out there.
And Roxy is a savage.
She invited me, though, so I'm cool. 621 and Foggy out there.
I'm not going. Way too many people.
Yeah.
Way too many people, bro.
10 or less.
Her house ain't exempt.
10 or less.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What are you talking about? I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything.
No, you're not.
I'm not doing anything.
I didn't say anything.
What are you talking about?
I didn't say anything. Your boy's the one talking about, I was invited. I didn't
say anything. No one's been invited to anything. There's nothing going on.
I didn't say anything. Yeah, you looking at trying to fuss at the wrong person. I've said nothing.
No, it wasn't me. He came and told me something. Roxy's a savage.
She is.
Remember that? So it had to spark a conversation.
About nothing.
Oh, Roxy's a savage. Yeah, she's a cannibal.
Shut up. Just move.
She's a cannibal.
See, look at your boy.
She will crock pot
just
you.
Just move on.
You mess around. She will crock pot your calves.
What does that even mean?
She's a cannibal.
I do need good crock pot recipes.
Oh, man. I do. I have a great chicken and gravy one for you. 77 will be the high.
I would like a nice pot roast with some nice veggies on it.
I have a good, that's some carrots, some onions, and some taters in there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you write these recipes down, please?
Yeah, for real. That's tomorrow. Free for all Friday, man. Hit us up with recipes.
Well, you know,
for the weekend.
Crock pot recipes
for the weekend.
Yeah.
Actually, on my premium Snapchat, I'm showing people how. So all you do is drop. On my premium Snapchat.
In Greensboro, there was an accident on North Church Street at Episcopal Church Road, right there at Lee's Chapel Road. 77 degrees is the high for today. Eventually, these clouds will get out of the way and the sun will present himself. Until then, just bundle up.
How much is your premium Snapchat?
Oh, my God.
A couple of dollars, a few dollars.
How many?
5.
Oh, no.
Donations. I'm doing donations.
5 is too much for the premium. He giving you
I'm going to give you multiple recipes to get you through this.
What all I get for $5?
You get to see what the recipes is.
Yeah, you get to see how to cook, how to throw them in there.
How many recipes, though? 10?
No, that's busting down in about 50 cents. Oh, dang.
Oh, hell no. 102 Jam.
Now, you seen when Clee come in? Who in here now? Who in here?
I do see Maya done popped up.
Yeah, you saw she done popped up from my last episode.
You said you had a new little boo thing you was popping with over there.
Man, is that who you was talking about?
Got a new fresh youngin.
That ain't the name he said. He said Quarantina.
He did.
Yeah, that's our little role play name.
Oh.
She come in coughing. And I said, oh, is that you, Quarantina? I said, well, you know I got this vaccine. And then I pull out my syringe.
Okay.
Ready to give her a shot. Huh? Where you want that shot at? In your bike.
All right.
And then was.
Don't take yourself down. Just come to the thoughts.
The inspirational quote. Number one.
And just like that, spankings and prayer is back in school. Hashtag homeschool 2020.
Heller. Just like that.
Heller.
Y'all want it? Now you got it.
Heller.
Discipline going on these days.
Yeah.
The inspirational quote number two.
You know you broke if somebody asks you where you get money from.
That's my mama favorite line. That's how I know you been my mama favorite line.
That ain't right there. Man. I ain't like that.
And my ex girl. The inspirational quote number three.
Soon as you hear black folks say, I know you ain't talking, understand that somebody's entire life is about to get factually roasted.
Yes.
Because they know too much about you.
Yes.
And you said something to offend them. You probably could have laughed too hard at somebody else's joke. Yeah, I know you ain't laughing. That's another one. Now that's another one.
Golly.
You can't even laugh.
We got London on the track.
I should have known better.
102 Jams, 19 minutes, and it will be 10 a.m. 3 Live Crew on your radio. Good morning.
You know what? I'm getting worried about Mike Tyson. Now, a few weeks ago, I let y'all hear him talking about how he feels like he has nothing without boxing. Yeah. He feels like he's a nobody.
Yep.
Now, he's doing interviews saying that he's looking forward to death because life is more complicated.
Wow.
He says, from my quote, from my experience, from what I believe, the more I know about existing, the more willing I am to die. Then he goes on to say that it takes a lot of courage to live and life is way more complicated than death.
That's tough.
Aren't those disturbing words? Why? Like, all of these things coming from Mike Tyson, they're really, really disturbing is the only word I can find. Like, I'm really worried about the man.
I am too. I was worried when I saw that video, when you let us hear the audio. He was just saying how, when he just basically broke down, just started crying and just saying that he just wasn't happy, dog.
Yeah.
Like, I've honestly been worried about Mike since then.
I've really been worried about you too. I constantly talk about people doing it.
This ain't that true.
Everything he does, everything he does is on the podcast, though. Why they in front of no therapist?
We wouldn't hear it if he said
Mike
it in front
been
of
done with
you
boxing since Buster Douglas. You hear me?
No, he ain't. You ain't said.
Oh, after that, we ain't watching no more.
We did.
After the ear bite. After the ear bite.
We still watch. Oh. If Mike got in the ring right now, we would watch. Mike is going to always be Mike. One of the most polarizing boxers the game has ever seen.
Mike Tyson.
So we're going to always respect that. But you can't say, Drake, as much as we love Mike, you don't have any empathy for this? You think this is him just doing it?
You think he's doing it?
You think this is him doing it?
I don't think he's doing it, Drake.
I don't think Mike is smart enough to do it.
Mike has been having the best time of his life smoking weed now, smoking weed everywhere with everybody, his podcast, his hot box.
Masking it.
That's masking it?
Yes.
He's been masking it all this time. This whole time he's just been masking it.
Unhappy.
With everything.
Masking it. I, honestly.
All the movies. All the hangovers.
Masking it.
Masking it.
You say people just taking advantage of the Mike Tyson polarizing figure part. You say that Mike has been done with boxing since Buster Douglas. I personally think Mike never recovered from losing to Buster Douglas, Rock. Mike Tyson was the biggest personality in the world at that time. To lose to Buster Douglas, to a man with that much pride and that much ego, that I don't think he's ever bounced back from that, bro.
I saw a 30 for 30 on that.
What did it say,
from Buster Douglas's point of view,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good.
It was, because nobody expected
that.
His mom had just died. He was fighting for that.
And he trained for the fight.
Yeah.
Mike didn't.
Mike was in Miami playing, shooting dice the day before the fight. I'm telling you, man. He never bounced back from that loss.
I hope he's gonna be all right.
I do too, man. Like that would hurt if Mike did something to himself, or if Mike wasn't here off the strength of these feelings. That would really hurt. And I'm sure he probably has said this stuff to a therapist, right? In here talking about Mike Tyson, man. I was in here and I was like, yo. Wasn't it a Mike Tyson movie when he played himself? But it wasn't. It was Michael Jai White played him, and he looked so much like Mike Tyson that you would think it was Mike Tyson playing.
He did?
Mm-hmm. He really, really did. And that was a good movie. That's when we just learned about, like, how he balanced, or how he tried to bounce back when Customato died and all of that kind of stuff, and the Robin Givens interview and all that.
I'd like to ask Mike, how come he never trained young fighters? Like, has there ever been a fighter that you've seen that you that you felt looked like you?
No.
That had the same talents as you?
No. And I know you probably mean like on the underground scene that we may have never seen it.
Yeah, you never seen him. Like
you never seen anybody on the main stage that even... Mike, I'm telling you, Mike was a caliber of boxer that was all his own. They even tried to compare him to Joe Frazier and stuff like that. But he was faster than Frazier, man. And he was way more vicious than Frazier, man. Mike Tyson wanted you to die in the ring.
But even still, like talking about all this, you know, he misses boxing and, you know, blah, blah, blah. How come he has never, like, stepped in the gym to train young fighters?
I feel you.
Just to still have some role?
Yeah.
He might not be able to. Mike probably get in that ring and something just click and he just go war mode. He probably can't even train you.
You know, Michael Jordan, he can't get on the court like he used to, but guess what? He knew the game.
Yeah.
He done show right there courtside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, he just owned everything.
I mean, yeah, but even like Mike Tyson, how come you don't own a gym?
That might be something you might want to check out while you're quarantining. It's, the name of the movie is Tyson. It's a pretty good movie. I watched last night. Are y'all familiar with the comedian David Arnold?
No.
You're not either drunk?
Not off the top.
He does a lot of videos on Instagram and stuff, and he's married to this lady named Julie. And he talks about Julie all the time. But I actually watched his stand-up special last night, and it was very good. Very good, man. So if you're looking for some comedy to look at, you can definitely check that out. David Arnold. He's a very funny comic, man. He's somebody I follow
give
on social
grade.
Media. I'll give it a B plus. I'll give it a B plus.
Was it better than Deion Cole's?
No.
Okay.
But it was good though.
Okay.
But I won't go back and watch it again. I watched Deion Cole's a second time.
Deion's was good.
Deion's
man.
Was hilarious. Deion's was very, very good. Absolutely. Just give you something to watch while you're on there stuck in the house on your quarantine.
Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna watch it.
Okay.
Dang. Night calling in a phantom. Told him, don't you?
And don't think I'm still not waiting on Rico Barino to tell me what I think I wanna El Royale means.
I think we should just live with the mystery.
I would like to know.
See? See? So I need everybody that's listening now to go to Rico Barino's most recent post on Instagram and just put in the comments, what does I want to Elroy you mean?
And why was the swag so stupid fruity? Stupid fruity swag.
Wait, tell me what
it's 102 Jams.
3 for 3, 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 3 Life Crew.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.